Want to listen to The Sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere. Time to talk about something local once again. A brilliant thing, actually, because the world's largest public art event, well, it's come to Surrey, really. We're halfway through the whole phase of Cow Parade. You might have heard it mentioned on the station before. We've spoken about it loads. But there were dozens of brightly coloured cows. Genuinely, all the way across Surrey. It was a sight to behold, decorating the hills, the farms, the towns, the schools and all the landmarks across Surrey throughout the summer. However, it's now coming towards the end of the thing because they are now auctioning the cows off. There was a big auction on Thursday evening, and so we thought we would get in contact with Tim Metzen, who is all to do with Cows Parade and is talking to us now live on the station. Tim, are you there?
Hi, James. Yes, hi.
Hey, fantastic to speak to you. So, first of all, I'm going to ask a little bit more about what Cow Parade's about, really.
Okay, so Cow Parade is part of the world's largest public art exhibition. It's the original concept. It's been staged in 82 cities worldwide since about 1998. It all started in Switzerland, and subsequently has been in places like New York, Beijing. Last year was in Paris, and all over the world.
Fantastic. And why Surrey? Why did we decide to bring it here?
Okay, so I'm a beef farmer, but I'm also a director of Surrey Hills Enterprises, which is a community interest company. And they were very keen on doing a food and drink festival, and I suggested that we could probably hold that at the farm, which we did back at early September.
Yes,
but I felt that in order to make it a success and to get people through the door, we needed a bit of a pull factor for the first one. So I suggested we do a cow parade, and in fact, actually, I came across it when it was done in Manchester in 2004.
Okay.
And thought it'd be a great idea to do, little knowing how much work would be involved. it's been good. I think it's been a big success. And we've had 64 full-size cows dotted throughout the county and also in London. About 50 mini-moos as well have been at various primary schools throughout the county as well.
Yeah, I thought it was a lovely idea, actually. Being a primary school teacher myself, to see the whole idea of the mini-moos and getting the kids involved, I thought it was lovely to see, actually.
Yeah, the engagement of the mini-moos has been just an awful lot of fun. And when we brought all the mini-moos back to the farm for the festival, we had them dotted around the farm and the lakes and gardens. And it added just a completely different dimension to it. But the feedback has been fantastic from the schools, and they're already asking me, what are you doing next year? So it's been an awful lot of fun. But we've sort of kind of nearly at the end of it. We've had the parade whereby the cows, as we just mentioned, were dotted around the county. We had a specially built app made so people could go around, collect the cows on their smartphones.
Yes.
Try and win the holiday. There was a holiday to Mauritius, which was won by a lovely guy called Carl and his fiance, and now we're at the sort of the latter stages whereby we have two auctions. We've just done the probably the biggest auction, as it were, with the most number of cows on Thursday night at Sandown Park.
You did indeed, yeah. Nice local auction there. And it seemed to go very well. I mean, we've been following the whole thing on Twitter, all the way from, the people announcing their designs and being involved in everything, to last night's auction, just under £80,000 raised. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a good sum. We're obviously very pleased with it. And I think because we've got, throughout the sort of whole parade, we have 52 charities benefiting from all 64 cows. So they're not all quite sold yet. There's still a final auction to go,
which is,
again, just down the road from you at Hampton Court Palace in November. But so we've done a good proportion. It was a good way to start the whole sort of finale off, and to raise just shy of 80,000 is a very good start.
Yeah, definitely. And you were saying the other auction I've got in the notes here, 17th of November, so it is coming up, and people can still go and get tickets for that one.
Absolutely, yeah. So they can. The details of which cows are up for sale are on Eubanks or eubankauctions.co.uk. Just search for Eubank Auctioneers. But Cow Parade Surrey website has got more information about the tickets and how to come along. It's on the 17th of November. But in terms of the quality of the cows going there, they are pretty outstanding. We've got some famous artists, including Sir Peter Blake, who was the godfather of British pop art.
Wow.
Got a cow of his there. We've got a cow named, well, a cow done by the graffiti artist called Pure Evil. So that's a bit different. So a real variety. We've got an Alexander Creswell watercolour extraordinaire cow called Frontier, which is the view. It's basically two-sided cow. One side is the view off Newlands Corner, and the other side is the view towards the London skyline.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely amazing. So there's some really good cows there, very different ones. The setting is going to be quite stunning for the night. But yeah, tickets are available, so if you fancy taking home a cow with you, then come along to the auction.
You never think you'd hear that on the radio, but it just works very well.
Yeah, it does. I've kind of been through all the puns and everything. it just sort of washes over you now. But yeah, it's going to be good fun.
Yeah, I bet. And one thing, you know, it must be said, you've been very sort of instrumental in doing all of this and being involved with it. What's it like for you now, coming towards the end? Obviously, it's been a big thing over the summer and people have got very into it and the social media side of things. People have been out there finding them using the app. Is it quite sad now you're coming towards the end of it and saying goodbye to everything?
I guess to a certain degree it is. But as I said on the auction evening, was that I need these cows to go. I need them to sell well because that's what it's all about, benefiting the charities. But I've got a lot of hungry Hereford cattle ready to come back into the barns that have been occupied by these cow parade cows. So it's time to get into the winter, which is the hard time on the farm. We've got a lot of cattle that come in. They've got to be bedded up and fed throughout the whole winter, but they deserve the buildings now. So that's what we get back down to reality, and it'd be quite nice to get back to that again.
Yeah, the real cows need to take priority on that one.
They do, but not before we've given the cow parade cows their big final finale wave off.
Indeed. And you mentioned it earlier on, but have you got any big ideas for projects in the future, or are you going to keep that tight-lipped for now?
I won't say what we've got in mind, but we do have some big ideas and some very big projects in mind. I think there will be definitely something going on next year, not on this, probably this type of line, but certainly 2018 there will be something else of a similar ilk that we'll be running.
Fantastic.
But through Surrey Hills Enterprises, you know, keep an eye out on what we're up to. There are all sorts of public events, from the wood fair that we've just done through to sculpture fairs, to other art, to music, to food and drink. You know, it's pretty varied. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yes, I definitely need to come to the big food, drink and music festival that you had in September if you're having it again next year, which you will be.
We will be having something next year. It'll be a little bit earlier probably, but yes, some point midsummer.
Fantastic. Tim, thank you ever so much for talking to us today.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having us on. But keep an eye. Go to those websites and see if you want to tag along and take yourself home a cow.
Exactly. The second auction is on the 17th of November at Hampton Court Palace. You can find out more information by going to the website now. It's www.cowparadesurreyhills.com. Thank you ever so much, Tim. We'll be talking to him in the future, I'm sure.